In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. Today is Tuesday, the 25th of June, 2019. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that we may always revere and love your holy name, for you never deprive of your guidance those you set firm on the foundation of your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verse 2 and verses 5 to 18. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 7, verse 6 and verses 12 to 14. I read from the Gospel. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls in front of pigs, or they may trample them and then turn on you and tear you to pieces. So, always treat others as you would like them to treat you. That is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, since the road that leads to destruction is wide and spacious, and many take it. But it is a narrow gate and a hard road that leads to life, and only a few find it. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Be the first to act. That is the golden rule. Be the first to act. That is the golden rule. Dearly beloved, there are many things that are easier said than done. How easy it is to quote the golden rule. Do unto others what you like done to you. But often so when we are the victims. When it is we who treat others poorly, we forget that there is a golden rule. See and hear people quote this rule and preach to their friends about being nice to others and treating them as they would like themselves being treated. Yet, those very ones preaching this do not treat their brothers and sisters in community nicely. So we preach only for export, to sell to others, not for import, to internalize ourselves. Experience shows that when you are on top, the golden rule does not exist. You think you have arrived. You smash every other person under you. After all, the power is you. Just how soon you forget that the time will come when you no longer be up. You forget this other wise saying that be careful and mindful of those you meet on your way up, for you will definitely meet them on your way down. No one stays on top forever. Then, those very ones who while you up could not treat them nicely, you begin to see and cry about the golden rule when they want to pay you back in your own coins. How many of us treat others as we would ourselves like to be treated? And the fun is, those who treat others poorly, should one person, just one person, treat them poorly in return, they complain all day, forgetting that they have been paid back in their own coins. We live with others in the same house, do not care how they survive, are not sensitive to their needs and feelings, claiming community yet living in disunity, and we say always, do unto others what you like done unto you. Is it only when it is to our favor? The gospel challenges us to this golden rule. Treat others as you would have them treat you. And the first reading shows us a man who puts this perfectly in practice. It is Abraham. And he does that when he has the advantage, not the victim. It was to him God promised land. It was to him God promised descendants. It was him God was to use to bless generations to come after him. Yet, when a dispute broke out over insufficient grazing land between their herdsmen, Abraham asked Lot, his nephew, to choose first. Choose, he said to him, what part of the land you want to occupy. No need for us to fight. If you go left, I will go right. And if you go right, I will go left. Yes, do unto others what you like done to you. What Abraham did to Lot, certainly, if it were Lot who had the opportunity, I guess that is what Abraham would have wanted Lot to do for him, to give him the opportunity to choose first. So, he treated Lot that way. Abraham did not wait for Lot. He took the first step. He showed Lot first. Choose, he told Lot. If you want always to choose first, let others always choose first too. Treat them as you would like yourself be treated. In our families, at home, at school, at work, wherever, we always complain. It is we who are victims. They have done so, so and so to me. They are not sensitive to my needs and feelings. They don't love me. This and that. It is always about me, me, me. Let me ask you, have you treated them the way you want them to treat you? Have you loved them? Have you been sensitive to their own needs and feelings? Let us forget about the others. Today's challenge is on us, not the others. Be another Abraham. Give it first to the others, then expect a return. Not waiting that they give you before you return the favor. Remember, the rule is, do unto others what you like them to do to you. It is not, let others do to us what they want us to do to them. In other words, it is an invitation that we be the first. Be the first to love if you want love. Be the first to forgive if you want forgiveness. Be the first to be peaceful if you want peace. It is not waiting to be forgiven before you forgive. No, you forgive because you would also like to be forgiven. This is what has killed love, marriages, and many friendships. Everyone is waiting, always at the receiving end for the other. He does not understand me, so wives complain about their husbands. The question is, you, the wife complaining, have you also tried to understand your husband first before expecting him to understand you? We always want to be at the receiving end. Let him understand me. Let him understand me. Yet you fail to understand him. Understand him first, and then wait for him to understand you too. The men always complain, she does not love me, she does not love me. The question is, have you first shown her love and waiting for her to love you in return? Do unto others what you want them to do to you. So we show it first because that is what we want and expect from others. Remember, beloved, the golden rule is a challenge and an invitation for us to be the first. Make the first move. That is what Abraham did. That is what God did to us. He loved us first because he expects us to love him in return. Do unto others what you like them to do to you. Not let others do to us what they want us to do to them. That is the secret of the golden rule. So before ever you complain of not being loved, before ever you complain of not being understood, ask yourself if you have first shown understanding to the other, if you have first shown love to the other. The challenge is about us. The challenge is about me, not you. Let me be the first. Let me show the hand. And after that, because that is what I expect from you, I will get it in return. Do not complain of not being loved if you have not first shown love. Do not complain of not being understood if you have not first understood. Do not complain of not being wanted, of not being appreciated if you have not first appreciated. Do unto others what you like them to do unto you. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.